And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got ST, the squad, in the building coming through shortly to talk about their debut album, self-titled, as Terminology, Rex, Easy Money, Superstar, Snuck, Artisan, Hectic, Clip, Machete, and DJ Deadeye. There may or may not be a Billy Loman appearance as well. I don't know, kind of on the edge about that, but we'll see what happens there. It's going to be a good show. If you missed last week, we had Oompa on here. Shout out to Oompa. She's actually nominated for a Boston Music Award right now, as are a lot of our friends and affiliates and artists that we rock with in the area. So definitely go check out the Boston Music Awards page and vote for your favorites. But that podcast is available right now on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com, SoundCloud, wherever you go to hear your podcast, that is up and at you. So make sure you check that out. We're real excited to be on iTunes now, so hit that subscribe button. Got 89 episodes, I believe. Yep, we're recording number 90 tonight, so that's pretty dope. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us some clean records. That's what happened. That's how everyone gets up here. There's no shortcuts. You send us some music. If we like it, we go from there. We play it a few times. You know, if you seem like you got an interesting story or you're making news or something's going on that people need to hear about, we'll bring you on. We'll do a podcast. And then from that point on, you get looped in to the machine. And we always, one thing what we do is we always go back and reach into the pool of past guests. We call them alumni, but every year we do the alumni cipher series and we invite back all the past guests and they come on. This year was the third annual cipher. Is entirely produced by First Official. Those videos are up right now. If you search LFOD on YouTube or you go to the LFOD Radio Facebook page, the ciphers are all also on soundcloud.com/LFOD and LFODradio.com. So we do the ciphers. We also did an album this year that is 24 in 24. We did 24 songs in 24 hours with 24 different artists. It came out dope. Like, no joke, it came out dope. It's one of the hardest records of the year. So it's just, you know, we're trying to create the platform for everybody out here. And we also do shows. So we got one coming up. I've been kind of quiet about it, but November 9th, Portsmouth, New Hampshire at 3S Art Space. We got Kyle Bent, Tim Nyan, and ETS. Positive Street Art will be in the building as well. And we'll be doing a food drive for the New Hampshire Food Bank. So come check us out. If you're tuned in and you got questions for ST, Twitter at @LiveFreeODRadio or Instagram at @LFODRadio. You can try the Facebook. That's just LFOD Radio, but those other two are probably a lot better. So with that being said, we're going to get into the music. I think I announced everything. This is one from Oompa, who, like I said, was featured last week, and her podcast is up right now. It's called Deserve That. It's off November 3rd, her debut album. She's out of Roxbury, Massachusetts. This is Oompa. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Waist with a smile up on my face. Tell them I deserve that. The house on the hill, savings run up over mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, run around like Tyson. And I bite like them when they earn that. This black girl joy, when they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you, you deserve that, babe. This for the black girls and the brown ones. For the never late, the class girls and the ratchets. To the hustlers and the hoes, busting tables, CEOs. To the trans women, pan women, gender not conforming. To the women who persist in shopping in the men department. When the world sits the normal, tell the world you know you poppin'. Hey, now get your racks like Serena. Or get high like Rihanna. Bring your house like Queen Latifah. Ain't got a thing like a shout out to Tiana though. And you not gotta mention my Beyonce. Swear if I ever see her, no, it's not safe. Hey, world, you better watch it. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. If you petty and you know it, clap your hands. If you petty and you know it, then you ain't afraid to show it. You don't need permission, girl. Go ahead and get it. Treat labels like caskets. If you press for it, then you can have it. You could ask about me. Guess you ain't know. How you ain't know by now? Slice out your magic, magic. Hey.
Tired of pouring out questions over all these blessings. Now I take a shot so I can drown all the stress. Now I'm pent up with aggression, pent into depression. Thank you and myself for soaking up these lessons. Tell my sister she a victim, not a victim. Same goes for my independent women. Trying to break about this whole cookie system. I know you gotta grind, you ain't even gotta listen. You deserve that. Screaming loud so they heard that. Used to drive rap for, wishing that I had more. Now when I'm on a hunt, I've been moving like a jaguar. Used to make home out of couches. Tell them all you deserve a few houses. Fuck the words that be coming out their mouth. You know they still insult in the drought. You drive, I strive, we can make it like a mission. What's a rap for? Ain't even really got a transmission. Good luck.
Tell them I deserve that.
The house on the hill, savings well above a mil. Tell them I deserve that. I see my name up in lights, ran around like Tyson, and I bite like them when they earn that. This is black girl joy when they tell you you ain't worth it, cause they don't know how to hurt you. You deserve that, baby. Tell them I deserve that. Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
Tell them I deserve that.
You deserve that.
You deserve that, babe.
Pushing for the good things,
yes,
for the queens and the hood kings. This more like an uprise,
yes, yeah.
Tuck down for the surprise,
uh-huh.
Looking just like an uprise,
yeah.
It's a f***ing uprise,
ah.
In these troubled times, trouble I'm seeing. Treason, reaching every region, easing right into your crib in the evening, reaching every little breath of any air we're breathing. Inhale, exhale, death nail. Ah, boy, they're about to get real. Ah, man, it's really about to get real. Ah, yeah, it's really gonna get ill. Whether white, black, Asian, we all caging. Runaway system raging, with the funds they raising. Making this mainframe better than down, they aiming. Hands up, but the cops just shoot us now. They brutal now, it ain't cooling down. This greed of the 1% cooler now, it ain't slowing down. Got me thinking it was better when they
hose down, hose down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Blowing all my walls out, they all down. If you getting too hot, you go down. Or you got a hose down, hose down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Throw it down now.
You don't wanna miss a good thing. You don't wanna miss a good thing.
Nope.
Push in for the good things.
Uh-huh.
For the queens and the hood kings.
Sure.
This is more like an uprise.
Yeah.
Duck down for the surprise.
Uh-huh.
Looking just like an uprise.
Let's go.
It's a uprise. Come on.
In the day before the AK, they let the whole spray the sweet rose away. But they kept coming back harder, stronger, faster, smarter. And many became martyrs. They just wanted to be part of something. And I feel like they fought so hard for nothing. But they just got put in a place and ended up with a foot in a face. No hood, no book, no religion, or race could ever save you. Big time bread is the only savior. Otherwise, you just one of them other guys. If you don't believe it, see the hands of a brother rise up. But the cops still shoot them down. They brutal now, they don't fool around. Traffic stop could lead to a funeral now. It's unsuitable how it's worse now than it was when they
was down, was down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Blowing all my walls out, it all down. If you getting too hot, you go down. Or you got a horse down, horse down. It be getting too hot, too loud. Throw it down now.
Is one of a kind of rewinding the masterminding lines I'm designed to find it. You know the spit is heavy, real is the obituary. I roll a stick of cherry, it's the walking dictionary. Living lavish, now reality to the realest rappers. Stealing cabbage, filling ratchets up until they feeling fattest. Deep as a tatter, been rabbits as my sneakers is whack. Now I uniquely attack, each beat I'm teaching the facts. Think of your evilest rap, T is a seat with a dash. Street sweeper pieces I pack under the seat in my act. We put the beat on the map, beast with a B on the hat. Leaderless sneakers to match, 150 on the dash.
I'm about to hit y'all with this rapid fire. Oh, you rapping liars, move back or find yourself in the path of my affiliates. A pack of lions packing iron, max of fire and catch a giant bullet, air you out like a flattened tire. The ranks of rap I'm climbing cause of this classic rhyming. Y'all out of line, it's time to perform this rap alignment. Lyrical mastermind, but don't think that my casket violent. Grab the nine and leave you wet, you think the homie passed the height.
Hey, yo, they call me hectic, definition of hard of living. My squad spitting the sickest, my guard being my witness. Y'all realize the winners and recognize who the real is. The best inside of the business.
businesses. Pocket them two Chris's with popping a few biscuits. Money, power, and riches. When I'm hungry, I can devour a few dishes. When I'm angry, I can devour a few snitches. And by the end of the hour, I'm down in the Henny Privilege.
Let it go, let it go, let them know.
Green light, no matter, I'ma let it go. No predicate, but still a derelict. Flow like the kettle blow. X and O's, lesson for foes. No fo-fo, for show. Weapon capping, I'm going burning shopping. Yo, Bernard Hopkins after 44. Knocking silly, Yacanelli, grenade to your grill piece. I kill beats, spill these for ST. Rest in peace to MCs, Sugar Ray and Dempsey. Uppercut with Lefty, you buttercups is... On the flow, I'm down below, my mind is going 60 and a 35, dominoes get copy cool. I be talking flu AIDS and syphilis, I spew flames ridiculous, last of the dying lyricists.
Yo, it's Clip, I'm the heart of the automatic, the hardest of all these rappers, cause all of them hustle backwards, I roll in the backwards, I puff it and pass it, I'm known as a savage, packing a ratchet, blasting these actors, I'm one of the baddest, you stuck on the average, I cop it and bag it, watch it, profit and add up, so watch a master flow, it's just so natural, how I'm stacking though, I'm bagging the sun, I blast the flow. Sinners witty, that running the inner city, kicking the door, whipping the floor like a thinner biggie. My with me, we getting bent off the gin and sticky. My fingers itchy, I'm quick to pull it if a tempt me. Give me the money and put the in a duffel. My stuck on they hustle, my fifth equipped to bust you. I hold the world in my palm, I squeeze my grip and I crush you. I'm digging these graves, the sickle picking the shovel.
It's Snook, the one they waiting on. No matter what stage I'm on, play the song. Don't get crazier than when they perform.
ST
back and amazing them with this latest one. Hating while I'm eating the. Everything on the plate is gone. It ain't an obstacle. They know the Baraka flow. We'll chop them whole. Pockets low, still willing to rock and roll. We rap addicts, they had it, and now we have it. No, we mass baddest, and now we back at it with static. Let them know.
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio.
Yes,
that
sir.
Was the first one from the new ST the Squad album. It's the ST 2.0. Before that, we had Hose Down off the new Perceptionist. T has been rocking with that. And Oompa with Deserve That. We got ST in the building. What's happening, y'all?
What up? What up? What up?
What's poppin'?
ST Dot, baby.
Yo, want to go around and introduce yourself so people get your voices?
What up? I'm Rex, Matic Eternal King Supreme.
What up, y'all? This is DJ Deadeye.
I am the man of a thousand styles, Superstar Snuck.
That's what's up. And who else is in ST? Because there's 10 of y'all.
There's a few, yeah.
There's actually more. It's just we have, like, there's a nine-man cutoff in the direct thing. And then we got, like, Billy Loman. We got Short Fuse.
Right.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
producers.
There's at least, like, really, like, 11 to 12 of us, but nine in the actual ST group, you know?
Billy's been putting in work for you.
Word up, man. Terminology, Easy Money,
yep.
Rex, DJ Deadeye, Superstar Snuck, Artisan, Hectic, Clip, Machete. You know what I mean? Billy Loman, Short Fuse.
Yep. Dope.
That's pretty much it.
Shout out my man Crime Apple. He's from Jersey. He's an up-and-coming MC. He's, you know, he's extended fam.
So, I heard that new record he did.
Yeah.
Single,
me, him and Billy are cooking up some stuff, you know
what
I mean?
What's up? So,
word.
That's what's up. So you guys just dropped an album, though. The
yes,
debut.
Sir.
Sure title.
I know, man.
I can't believe this is the first one.
Well, like, we had a street, like, project. We wouldn't call it an album, but it was a street project that we did, which was as a collective. You know, this is prior to us, like, you know, putting Rex in the group. He was always fam since forever. So.
Yeah.
But we did that in, like, 2007, and then we did an EP... when Rex was in the group in 2014. So those are the only two projects out.
Okay.
But
those
aren't. First official.
Yeah, this is the first official in the stores, you know, everywhere.
It's tough, like you said, it's like 19 MCs or whatever. I'm exaggerating, but it's to get everybody on the same page is kind of crazy sometimes.
Well, I even know, like, there's trios out here who have trouble with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
so.
I've seen trios fall apart, much less than schedules and shit. Like,
word up.
Stuff.
Stuck on stuff.
I'm hip to it. Self-titled out there.
So y'all were saying even like today, like you got Terms in Houston.
Yeah, Terms in Houston right now shooting his him and Bun B's part for the Anti-Hero single. Produced by DJ Premier.
Easy Money's over in Cali right now. He did something with Be Real TV last night.
Yeah,
so we're kind of all spread out today.
Yeah.
But you know,
everybody got projects out
you know, like Easy got Flylansky and Term got Anti-Hero, and then mm-hmm. we got the Collective joint out right now.
And Artisan
got the 90s LP out too. So we got like four projects
Man
out in the next. And Man of a Thousand Styles is out. So, and there's more than that out, you know.
And Artisan's going to be down in A3C as well for the
A3C.
And this dude just dropped down, 32 obviously. Songs
exactly.
last year.
Exactly. So 35. You know, so it's like everybody's working, yeah. you know. And then the group project was just in the works the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just kind of like my baby. Like, I was kind of like honing it and making sure I had the right representation and everybody had equal parts on the album and, you know, make sure the art was right and all that, you know what I mean? So that was kind of like my side project, you know, in terms of that plus my own work, you know?
This is Dead Eye's baby.
And then the DJ.
Yeah, and then everybody else got their own stuff. The Greatest Sex, Man of a Thousand right. Styles, 90s LP, Anti-Hero, Flylansky.
Which is mm-hmm. dope, because we're able to focus on our solo ventures while Dead Eye kind of like creates and forms the ST projects as we go.
Word.
So is this, that was my next question, is what goes into making this? Are you guys having sessions, or is this put together like piece by piece? As
it's a little of everything.
This one was definitely like a process, you know what I'm saying?
Long
there
process.
Was like there was the first initial like sessions, which were in Haverhill with Artisan, in Artisan's crib, and his you know, in his studio. Those that was kind of like the foundation of the album. There were joints that we made there that we never used, you know what I'm saying? That never saw the light of day. So there was stuff there that we created, and then we kind of trimmed the fat, you know what I'm saying? And then there was
stuff from Dead Eye Studio.
You know, we did a lot at my studio.
Stuff from Archetypes.
All Rex's verses were done at my studio. And then
Wonka,
you know,
Sound and Archetypes for the bulk.
And then Archetype and Wonka Sound were the other two bulk, more concrete, we're going to use this type stuff. You know what I mean?
Do you...
But it was a process, man, for sure.
I mean, I can believe it, just looking at how it all came together. So are you hitting them? I like, because it's the, you guys are doing the live stuff.
Oh, I'm
saying.
Absolutely,
you know, in this era.
Yeah,
in this era, man.
I like seeing the, so what is the, when you say we're going to do an ST project, so you all obviously have your own solo things, they're all going dope, everyone's a talented MC. Like, what do you say to get everyone in the studio? Like, we're just going to come get some bars off. We're going to come do...
I think with the Squad album, like, initially, it was like, let's go. This is it. And then, you know, people have different schedulings and different agendas because they got their own projects.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of stalled.
But then sometimes we'll get to a point where like, oh, we got 13, we got 15 joints, and oh, but three of them from like a few years ago, like, do we really want to be rocking with this one? And then so that creates more new music, and then more new music, and then, you know,
stalling, and you know what I'm saying, it creates all that, you know what I mean? So like, the album took like the original sessions were like 2010
mm-hmm.
and the album dropped last month.
Crazy.
So like, there's that. Then we did the EP in 2 days.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So it depends how it goes.
It's just how it goes. The EP is all one producer, so it was all easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just come in, he's there, we're recording, that's it, it's done. With this, I knew it was gonna be more political / like getting like big names / nobodies to come together and on one thing. So it is way more work and way more time and, you know, just vibes and all that.
So, and I thought of this because someone on Twitter told us you guys were like the Wu-Tang to him.
I saw that today.
So
yeah.
I was thinking, RZA always talks when he put together the Wu projects, he sort of knew who was going to be on what first, and he had like MC's voices. He knew this one with that one.
Yep.
Did you approach it like, okay, this song is going to have Term, Easy, Artisan, and this song
sometimes,
is Or was it kind of open and everyone did verses and
when
some
we do
made
songs,
it and some
it's kind of like, there could, any given song could have five dudes with all fire verses, but we'll collectively work on that and be like, all right, this song only really needs three dudes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll pick the best three, you know what I mean? But sometimes there's four or five dope verses.
Yeah.
And with this album, for me, I was like, some joints, like, it don't matter if it's 5 minutes long, because it just, people want that, you know what I mean? That's what it's about.
Yeah, you guys are very true to your fan base, and I was telling T earlier, you guys are huge overseas.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say probably bigger than even
most stuff
It's usually how it goes with real hip hop.
Yeah.
Usually, yeah.
From what I've seen, yeah.
Most stuff. We've all toured in Europe, so like we see the difference, you know what I mean?
And they just want more. You give them exactly
they just
what
like,
they want.
They just like authentic stuff, and they want to feel you. They want to know like what you're about, who's this random guy on the song. Like, you know what I mean? Stuff that's overlooked in America, you know what I mean? Because like we make everything here. We make, hip-hop is created here. So it's very easy for it to be looked at as like, oh, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Another thing is I've been rocking out here for like over 20 years now.
Facts.
I'm beyond the OG in terms of like performing in Massachusetts. And how many times can you see Rex perform?
I was just
gonna
say
before
that,
you're like,
yeah.
Yo, I done seen every Rex perform.
Yeah, if you're a
hip hop
head
so, like,
from out here, it's like, come on.
I got some true heads. Like I used to, you know what I'm saying, I used to feel the downstairs Middle East. I could feel the Middle East downstairs. But the thing is, how many times can the same fan see the same guy?
Right.
100 times over. You know what I'm saying? People who have my whole catalog and what have you. So it's that's difficult too. It's crazy when I went to Biel, Switzerland, which is a random place in Switzerland, they had never seen me out there. So like it's flooded. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it would be. It's like, you know, if they get, you know, the most random cat, if they get Crumb Snatcher to go to, you know, Biel, Switzerland or some random city in Germany where they've never experienced
right.
a live Crumb Snatcher show, then they're gonna be like more apt and ready to go to that showcase. So a lot of that happens a lot of times.
Well, that's real, because I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen Watch How It Go Down, like accidentally,
you know,
like
right.
just at other shows, and
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Like, so you do see it a lot, and that's a good gem for like younger dudes doing it, because there's people now who I see who are just show, mm-hmm, and it's like,
yeah.
That's kind of dangerous to do too much of. It's good to get
sure,
out, but you
sure.
can
definitely
get
is.
Like, if I can yeah. see you every other week, I'm gonna start.
What's the point?
Yeah. But yeah, you're dope live though. For people who haven't seen Rex, go see Rex.
Oh,
because
thank you.
I don't
amazing
know how
live.
Your breath control works that way, because
machine,
you're moving around like
rap
sweat
machine.
Flying everywhere. It's not
yeah.
like you stand in one place to get those off.
Straight
so.
Rap machine.
It's real work, yo. It's real work.
So, well,
and that's what it is. Like, it's about. Like I said, all three of us have been overseas, so we can gauge the difference. You know what I mean?
Aren't you about to head back overseas?
Me and Termin Slane will be
okay.
in December, yeah.
Okay.
Anti-hero
out this now. Friday. Go get that.
Out Friday.
Primo, Alchemist. I mean, actually not Alchemist, my bad. Archetype. Salute him. That's
Salute Archetype, nominated for every Boston Music Award
for
this
real.
Year.
Every single one, right?
Pretty much.
That's
what it looked like,
yeah. Crazy.
Pretty much. So for
amazing.
Someone who hasn't, and then we're going to play another record, but for someone who hasn't heard you guys, maybe they heard a few members, maybe they're just not hip to what the
right.
ST thing is, like what would you want them to get out of this album? So before they press play, what should they be expecting going into it?
I would say authentic, pure 100% hip hop. You know what I mean?
It's pretty raw. It's raw.
It's
it's
17 songs, which is, I guess, quote unquote, a lot, but there's no fat. You know what I mean? All the fat is trimmed. It's all 100% to the point joints. You know what I mean? There's bars joints, there's conceptual songs, there's songs about where you actually get to know certain things about certain members that you probably never knew. You know, heartfelt stuff. Stuff that's very personal that they would have never probably did if it wasn't for this record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that all over it.
Substance.
Yeah, there's a lot of substance. Definitely a lot of bars. If you're into bars and beats, you're going to love it.
There are a
but
lot of bars.
But there's also very conceptual and very, like, you know, relatable songs on the album, for sure.
Well, speaking of that, we're going to play Salute Me.
For sure, for sure. Shout out my man, Shaw Fuse.
And after that, we'll be back with ST the Squad. We
yes,
got
sir.
Deadeye Rex and Snuck in the building. Live Free or Die.
Easy Money, yeah. Rex. Let's go.
He said he'd be ready for his introduction. You can start at any time.
Where is he?
Thank you very much for waiting, ladies and gentlemen, but it's certainly worth waiting to see.
Show love.
We got pounds and hugs.
They wanna draw blood.
We got pounds with slugs.
Now we can all spread peace, cause it's better to live. But if it's on, you handle your biz. Now what it is, salute me.
What up, what up, what up?
When shoot me. Salute me.
What up, what up, what
I put
up?
It for you simply.
is you with or against me?
Shout out to the last of the rail. My brother stay sucker free. We the last of a dying breed. Come and f*** with me. Easy on this hustle beat. Trying to plant seeds for this money tree. Other than that, it's all lovely. Money won't come to me. I move toward the bread. Gotta make sure that my two shorties is fed. Roof over they head. Car got some gas in it. Little something stashed on the side, but I ain't flashing it. You know the streets keep their eyes on you. And what they see, they share with the guys in blue. If I was you, I would stay true to the cause. Get bread, stay on the low like the dude on the horse. I'm a schizo, son, I check marks when it's wrecking time. Overload, extra grind, every day, getting mines. What this dude about? In the club, two queens, three bottles of Ace. Now that's a full house, now I'm all in.
Show love,
we got pounds and hugs.
If they wanna draw blood,
we got pounds with slugs.
Now we can all spread peace, cause it's better to live. But if it's on, you handle your biz. Now what it is, salute me.
What up,
shoot me. Salute me.
What up,
I put it for you simply. Is you with or against me? Salute me or shoot.
Little Blender, Marcus Garvey, Ellie Harvey, mixed with Ozzy, born rowdy, Piper. Hyper with a mic stick, howdy doody, smoking gooey, cups of handy, f***ing man, we truly crew, duty to, alley yo, hula hoop, suck around, full sound, never used a 4 pound, but I'm sure the squad on it, god darn it, man with pen I do damage, negro in Spanish, that blackout, planet of the apes, and the gorillas, killers, ST the realest, home of the illest, porn spitters was born with this, run this and still, chill. Chill, salute me, you shoot me. You can get the kosher deals in the grill. That whack rap. What's the most essential in the backpack? Pencil, scratch that, pin pad, hem half, infinite tracks in the cranium. Yeah.
Now this show love.
We got pounds and hugs.
If they wanna draw blood,
we got pounds with slugs.
Now we can all spread peace, cause it's better to live. But if it's on, you handle your biz. Now what it is, salute me.
What up?
Shoot me. Salute me.
What up?
I put it for you simply. Is you with or against me? Salute me or shoot me.
Music.
And we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. We'll get the drop after the next one. ST the squad in the building. We got Snook, Deadeye, and Rex.
What up?
Like three new albums off the air.
Yeah.
More than that.
I see how it happens.
It's a lot of work, man.
We got a few things in the works.
So how did you guys link up? Like, how did the squad become a thing? Because I know we've heard the story about how, like, you know, Easy met Term and Term. Right. Like, I've heard, because some of them have been on and done past episodes.
So the thing
episodes.
Is, there's like a million different versions to that story, because are you asking me or are you asking
I'm asking
Hectic,
you
or,
right
you
now.
You know what I'm saying? So from my... you know, recollection. I was in a group very early as teenagers with Artisan.
Okay.
It was me and Artisan. Sin met Term at high school or whatever. And he was messing. Term was already trying to get Easy to rap at the time. They were trying to do stuff. Sin was already recording stuff with Term, but I haven't met him yet. We brought Term into one of our sessions, me and Sin's. And I believe put Term on one of like the very first verses people ever heard him was on me and Sin's very, very early stuff. Like literally, like we pressed up 100. Like it's not really official, you know?
Yeah.
So it was me and Sin was a group. Term and Easy eventually were a group. Rex at this time was already bubbling. Rex already had a name. Like in the hood at the very least I know at this point.
Yeah.
Clip was doing his things separate as well in Lawrence. Who am I missing? Heck, you know, Hectic's always doing whatever. But as far as like all coming together at one, it's not like a thing that happened one day that we had a meeting or something, and it just, we started working together and creating music together.
Yeah.
And we were all friends in real life. So like we chilled together. We went to school together. Term lived right on the same street as me for high school, and I'm trying so hard not to swear right now. You don't understand.
I can see it.
Yo,
can
you see
my, he's sweating, yo. He's sweating.
Fumes coming out of his
ears. He's actually sweating.
So, you know, it's tough to say, oh, how did we become ST the Squad in 2016, 2017? We're like Rex and everything, and it's different than
it's just
10
a
years
long,
ago, and it's different
long,
than 5 years
long,
ago.
Outdrawn.
Members
thing.
Have come, members have gone.
So, were there other, like, rappers in your area? Because it seems like everyone kind
of
turned into one group. But there were still others. It wasn't like you sucked up everyone who was doing things. Like,
nah, it's the best of the best. That's,
it was really organic, too. Like,
it was organic, but ST is a super group. meaning, you know, in our, you know, some of us are from Havre, some of us from Lawrence.
Yeah.
You might say they in Lowell, whatever. But it's a super group. Like, we wanted the best of the best from the area. We didn't.
Facts.
Everybody was rapping, of course, because everybody raps, right? But, like, they rap really dope.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Everyone does rap.
And some of it is a little luck. Like, all right, yeah, I grew up with Sin. He's an amazing lyricist.
Yeah.
Like, what are the odds?
And producer.
And then term, like, being like, you're not... Ed, like, Easy, you have to rap. Like, Ed Easy has a voice for it, and Ed didn't even want to do this shit.
Easy
stuff.
Said
he has
found
a voice.
Term up in a tree. That's his story.
He said that over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard that story. That's like little
found
kid
him
stuff.
Like,
right?
Up in a tree.
I like that story. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I don't know. You know, I already forgot because I'm thinking about the swear I just almost let out.
You're good. So that's dope. I love it when it comes together organic. It's not like it was, have to get together and do
this. Like,
it was like initially,
like maybe the first five members were all organic. And then after that, it was kind of like trial and error. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it became like strategic. You know what I mean? Like me, Hectic, Rex, Machete, those are all strategic add-ons after the initial five with Clip, Snuck, Sin, Term, and
which
Ed.
Is kind of crazy because it's kind of Deadeye's group when you think about it. He is the RZA, like you were saying with the Wu-Tang thing earlier. He is the RZA of this thing. And he, you know, he makes all the things happen.
Well, do you guys know how the name came about, at least? I know Easy and Term had the street albums early.
Right.
Is it from that?
So pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. We just switched up the acronym to kind of incorporate everyone. So now it's just speaking through real experience every time.
Yep.
So we try to keep things on the more realistic side. Things, it's not a whole lot.
Very relatable.
Relatable,
music.
Yeah. It's not a whole lot of popping bottles and chilling with models type of records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I hear that.
For sure.
So, you guys gotta come up with like an origin story. If it's that wide open, you might as well come up with like a.
Oh yeah, we got the documentary
story.
Already kind of coming together. You know, we
I've been wanting to do a documentary for a while.
Just years of footage. You know what I'm saying? That we haven't done. We never did a STD like documentary or DVD. You know.
Well, it's weird. I mean, even this just being the debut, because you're like kind of known. Like, if you know about hip hop, like everyone shouts it out. But like as a unit, like you said, you don't always move together at once. It's more like
but
the name is still, you know, everybody's waving the flag, you
know, it means
so.
Something for sure.
Word
right. Like, I don't, to be honest, there's so many of you I'm familiar with, like four of you better than
for sure
the others,
and that's really how it is. It's like the starting five, and then there's like the solid bench,
right? Well, everyone
and,
can rap.
And the bench
really
and the bench and the bench can start,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
what's that like? Like, what's a ST session like when y'all are...
Like I said, it's like, you know, whoever got the best verses. It don't matter.
Better have your bars up.
It don't matter if you're Term or Rex, who's super known.
Right.
Yep.
If the verse is not as good as
like if I come
Sin
in,
or Hectic.
If I come in and body both of them, we're like, yo.
Yeah, you know, Snuck too. Like, same thing, you know what I mean?
Which ain't hard, you know what I'm saying?
This record's on the album where it was like, people were like on deck, like ready for dudes to have the whack verse to come in and... You don't get on the joint, and it just didn't happen because their verse was up to par.
It's good you push.
You know
each
what I mean?
Other, yeah,
we push each other like crazy. And there's nobody's holding tongues. Like, as soon as you walk out the booth, it's like, dog, what's up with that? Like,
that
you know
trash.
What I mean? Right away.
Yeah.
No sugarcoating, none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which is refreshing. Well, you say you train hard. I remember last time you were up here, you were talking about freestyling with like Rip Shop and stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you guys like get together and just like? Are you practicing? Like, I mean, that's not the word for it, but you know, like, are you ciphering? Are you sharpening up? Or is it just
that's
when
never
a
the
song
case nowadays?
Happens, it happens.
Yeah, now those sessions ain't really happening like that before.
When you talk about ST sessions nowadays, it's different than ST sessions 10 years ago. So ST sessions five, 10 years ago, we would all be in there, and we would all be gunning all at once, and it was more crazy like that. Now it is, you know, with people's schedules and, you know, some are more well-known than others. Term might be in a different country.
Yeah.
Rex might be in a different country. Me and Dead might be here working on something and grab whoever we can while we can. So it wasn't like that early
and
on.
And then we'd send it, if it needed an extra whatever from dudes out of town, we'd send them the rough, and then they would build from there too. You know what I mean?
The earlier on sessions were like what you're kind of talking about. It would be like that. We'd be like 20 deep at Wonka or, you know. This is before we
vibing.
Mess with our... Yeah, we just vibing, wilding out.
Yeah, I heard your sessions get a little
They used
rowdy.
To get super crazy.
And long, like super long.
We kind of trim the fat on the sessions too, like, you know.
We do a lot of pre-production now where we do all the brainstorming outside of a studio where we have to pay a certain amount.
And you learn from experience over the years.
Y'all are professional about it.
Don't have a bunch, exactly. We don't need a bunch of people in there. When I go there, time is money, and, you know, rhymes is money, everything is money. I'm here to work. You know, I bring my, you know, I drink, I'm a drinker. I keep, but I have a way that I go about it. You know, and I get certain verses out before that I know are going to be whatever. And just not the extraness, having all the extraness, we don't do the extraness really no
more. Yeah, we don't really do that no more.
It's family only pretty much.
That's good.
Everybody that comes to the thing kind of plays a role. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't play a role, then you're just quiet.
Yeah.
You know, or just go to the other room.
Or you're not there.
And you guys will let them know. Like you said, it's, he's definitely going to let them know if it's not good. I felt like, it's, you don't hear that so much anymore.
Yeah, because everybody got an ego. Everybody's entitled. Everybody feels like they're the man, you know?
I think Easy was going to, like, break Billy on here, like, the last time they're on here. It was just relentless.
That's just how it goes.
Yo, that's them.
That's how it goes.
That wasn't your show. That was every interview they did.
What you mean? What happened?
But that's how Easy does.
It was just joke.
That. So, and that's how the sessions were. Earlier
Why
on,
not Lightfoot said especially he had Easy to did. Get through it too,
and that's how Easy sessions go with Billy, or with whatever, you know.
Some
what
people
saying?
Have that relationship. That's how it works,
and they're more. And Ed comes prepared too. Ed'll go there with 10 verses ready in his head, still be joking, but he's getting work done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, he's writing for sure.
He's writing in his head while he's walking around, and you don't even realize it.
Well, the other thing about having, I know you said like the starting five and then the bench that can start. The good thing about that is no one gets to take a bar off because
exactly.
You do know that
and we hold
someone
everybody accountable.
Who the average listener might not expect is going to, they're going to have a better verse than Rex on that. But they might, like if you slack,
absolutely.
You could easily.
If we're formating, forming a true single or a true song in a true fashion, like three verse, even four verse, whatever. You're looking around and there's more than three of us here.
Yeah.
But also it ain't even if I slack. It's like the reality is like a lot of artists just aren't given the same opportunity as other artists.
Right.
I've been put in a blessed position because of my surroundings and the networking I've done. But you know, to see, you know, Snuck got his he got his acclaim, you know what I'm saying? He definitely got a lot of attention, you know what I'm saying? But like he could be just as far gone as myself or Terminology. It's just opportunities. You know what I'm saying? The opportunities that one gets sometimes doesn't fall the same way for the next individual. So, you know, Snuck is obviously potent with the bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Goes for Artisan. Same thing goes for Hack. Same thing goes for Clip.
Well, yeah, of course. And I was going to say, you can hear it on the albums. Like, the song I liked, one of my favorites is The Definition. Because you can hear they're playing with it, like trying like new things that maybe they wouldn't have done if it wasn't like, you know, if you just had to hit it.
And there's hidden stuff on that joint too, like everything has ST in it.
That's what I mean, like hearing the word
and different ways of doing it. Like Ed's doing it where he has literally
ST. Don't get me STR'd.
Right.
You know, he got ST in every word that he's saying. And then Terms bars, if you listen to it, each word starts with an S and then a T.
When he said we're good at doing the song thing, I was like, something's going on here. Like, well, he wouldn't say that. Like,
Yeah.
Who would ever say we're good at doing the song thing?
So it's ST. You know, the first word is S, the second word is T on that. And then
that might be my favorite verse from the self-titled album is Easy's, was it second verse or whatever, where he rarely goes in with it.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. That scheme, ST scheme he does is insane to me.
Yeah, because I don't even know how your brain works like that, where you're breaking the
word.
That's
Ed, man. That's Easy right there. That's his whole thing is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of his bars got that in it, where he's literally just saying something and then breaking what he said down even more. You know what I mean?
Phenomenal.
It's just kind of the way he goes about his thing, you know?
Exactly.
Which is dope because nobody else really does that in the team. So he stands out in that.
That's
regard,
definitely his lane, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me demonstrate how a set of, you know.
Yeah, demonstrate.
He's like, that's his.
So you know, there's an element of like battle bars in there.
Yeah, a lot of scheming. Shout out my man
Chilla
Jones.
Do any of you guys battle? Because
Oh, I mean, back in the day, you know, Easy used to battle, Term used to battle, Rex used to battle.
I did at parties as a teenager.
I'm super old school. I come from the era of Western Front.
Hectic, same thing. Like, yeah, Western Front. Wow,
that's crazy. I ciphered and I battled. You know what I'm saying? I battled Mr. Lift. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Term battle esoteric.
You know what I
mean? Okay.
You know
what
I mean? Back in the day.
Clip won a battle. Easy used to be a battle champ. This is way back in the day. Yeah, I would battle at parties.
Yeah.
This is like 2001, 2002, you know, early.
Super early, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
mostly everybody comes from that.
None of us, with the exception of Terminology, way back on the day going on Freestyle 106 or whatever, right? He did that way back in the day. Exception to that, I don't think any of us have anything like actual battle, like on tape, like me versus
footage.
There's footage of me. There's footage
but
of
I'm
me.
Saying like how it is now though, like, right. Like that kind of battle.
No, I'm talking about like grungy, like footage of the me, Mr. Lift. I'm talking about old
we need
school.
That
like,
footage
like,
of that?
Oh, yeah.
Thursday.
It's
we
like you're talking 2001, maybe 2000. Right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, probably.
You know like
that's crazy.
Years.
We need that for the documentary.
And at that time.
Rex with bad hair, no facial hair. No.
Yeah.
No, not even a baby beard.
Opposite Rex.
You know what I'm saying?
Had no connections. He couldn't
probably,
connect. He couldn't connect yet.
I was eating cigarettes.
Word.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And at the time, Lyft is like the biggest thing in Boston. Yeah. Him and Acro are like.
And shout out to Lyft,
every
man.
Night
that's
and during their set. I still remember. Yeah. That was one of the first shows I went to. Like, and I saw them in, you know, in the Brewski jersey doing it.
Yeah, word up.
When I first came to Boston, they were the ones I was watching.
They were,
I was
they
like,
were
when
on.
It, when,
they
it,
were
when it happened it. To be the stage presence and what you did on stage, it went from KRS-One, Edo, and what
Salute
they was
my
doing.
Man,
I was front row in the Western Front, Middle East when Acrobatic and Lyft were doing their thing. They were phenomenal.
Western Front was dying. Down by the time it was like almost gone by the time I got
might have been
the
one
fact
of,
that they had that staircase was the, like that
you
came
walked,
up into
you
the stage
that one.
No
and you could
yeah.
buy,
yo,
you could buy chicken
time,
you could buy chicken downstairs
I hated
yeah.
that
yeah.
one
it was
I
like being in someone's
place.
House but
you hated it but it was home
time.
But it was what it was there was no other place to really do that, you know what I mean? So
yo, I just got I forgot about that place.
That place was wild.
You got the crazy memory of that place.
Rest in peace Western Front.
Yeah,
get that self title.
I don't know how people didn't fall down the stairs
you had to walk
night,
especially
like restaurant or something to get there.
It was
a, nah, it was the bar. Downstairs was the bar.
Bar
you had to walk all the way across the bar and go up the stairs to the actual.
And then there'd be like couches and chairs and like art
super
on the walls.
Super old school
like,
Boston.
Yeah,
I just got the craziest memory came to me from that place. That's I was in the. It has a mad small bathroom there. I remember it was the only time in my life I had a 8 Mile moment with the throw up.
Oh really?
Yeah. Because we used to just straight potty whatever, but we were there early and I remember we were like, yo, we're on next, Snuck, we're on next. And I went in the bathroom and I was like, I was drinking. I was like, so right in the sink, straight in, boom, right in the sink. Earl literally opened the door, grabbed the mic, and went on the stage. That's that place. And I completely forgot about that memory too. You just brought up that place. It's crazy.
Shout out to the Western Front.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All those venues are real important to the, no matter the time, how it feels, like that's all real important to
right.
the stories.
So. Yeah, for sure.
We're gonna play another one, then we'll come back. This is that Gun Clap.
Yes,
I rock
sir.
With
yes.
this one.
This is the next single, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the indeed. First single that's out right now is called It's the ST 2.0, produced by Static Selector. That's the one we just dropped the video for a week or so ago. We're over 300,000 views.
Nice.
On the first single. This next single video is being wrapped up right now. You know, you're going to play the audio now, but it's Gun Clap, it's Terminology, myself, Superstar Snuck, and Easy Money, produced by
Shaughnessy.
Word.
My
well,
man.
It's funny because Boot Camp Click is the. I can't even. He's got me wanting to swear. Anyway, this is a good record.
Yeah. Well, what he's trying to say is
Black Moon shout out.
Yeah. What he's trying to say is that the song is very heavily influenced by Boot Camp
Facts.
And Black Moon.
Right.
Exactly.
I think actually on the low, Easy Mata flipped a Black
he
Moon joint for the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He did. So,
salute, man.
Gun
Shaughnessy.
Clap, ST the Squad, album out.
Self-titled, go get it.
Self-titled everywhere. You're tuning to Live Free or Die Radio.
Blah.
Stale. I'm the type to put lead in your grill. Beretta's a pill, got up off the ghetto, but still. Everybody from my hood will tell you it's real. Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. Sometimes I grind, sometimes I grind. Sometimes I throw blows, sometimes I fire clips. Either way, you die slow, you f***ing with my chips. Easy money, get dumb spitter with a cold flow. Guess I'm just a young with an old soul that was raised in the golden era. Taking rap back to them Figaro's and Levers. No one better, who y'all know other than dude that specialize in killing the boom bap. And I rep the east side where that sunrise and that moon black. Move back for them twos clap, where your goons at? Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back. Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back.
This is real life danger rap. You can feel my pain in rap. Go tell a hater, it's that AT elevator rap. I feel like my paper lacking. I'm making they fingers snapping and their heads are bobbing. So what's the problem in saying that? Banging out the prodigy and saying that we gotta see him. And we went from hanging out to playing out the Coliseum. With no lovers of youth, the cold-blooded truth. It's a bone thug in the booth with a gold cover too. Figured I get with the clicker, be kicking the shit. I be kicking the picture, get painted. Popping up, eating the top of the sea. And I got what I see, we did it, we made it. I'm a 9-3 Wu-Tang, a true slanger. Sitting in that big body two-laner, cool-laner. Everything you do is off. Light type, sing it soft. Me, I take an online rapper, slice fingers off. We some Rock Kims, Big Daddy Canes. Do it big with a touch of Machiavelli in the veins.
Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back. Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back.
Give me a soul clap, commercial shit ain't me. Even in this show biz, I show you I'm AG and the flow's crazy. Aaron Hernandez with hammers, I shoot you front of the cameras and stomp you into the canvas. This is Black Moon, Gangsta, Mob Deep Boost. You be on that soft body, tight pants, noose. I could get you bodied on the streets or the booth. If you really got a problem, make you disappear, poof. Quick, get to running when ST arrive. Make you dive in the pool of cyanide on my vine. I'm a rhyme to the day that I die, cause I'm a beast. When I beef, I be pounding my chest like KG. Get your head right. Before I leave you bloody with a lead pipe. Run up on you, take that piff, not the website. Commercial rappers get the money, but we got the guns. So now we know exactly who we gotta steal from. Run it.
Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back. Commercial rap, get the gun clap. So keep it hardcore, buddy, you don't want that. This is for them live, where the slums at. Where that raw street gutter is brung back.
Yeah, yeah, it's the man of a thousand styles, Superstar Snuck.
It's your boy R to the EK to the S.
It's your man DJ Deadeye repping that ST Squad 978. And you're listening to LFOD Radio, Live Free or Die, ST the Squad, self-titled out now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got a couple minutes left, guys.
Yeah, man. So the album's out. We're trying to do at least the 17 joints. I'm trying to do like 10 to 12 videos. So this album's not dying anytime soon. I'm stretching it as long as possible. We got the Fly Lansky out right now. We got the 90s LP out now. Greatest X out now. Man of a Thousand Styles out now. We got the EP out. Pages from the Pavement out on That Piff for free. And we got Anti-Hero this Friday. So
Anti-Hero,
it's like
on the way.
Sling versus Terminology. It's like it's nonstop, man. We trying to go to the end of the year and then.
Crazy.
Once
Static,
the
Static,
once, and Static's album drops in December 8th. Look out for that. Duck Down, Rock Nation. So we working.
Busy.
We're working at least to the end of the year on this stuff. And then from the first on, it's like he got an album. He got an album. I got two projects. Term got three records ready. Like
I don't know how
it turns. It's not gonna stop, man.
Well, I'm letting go. Don't get it twisted. Okay. I got like
he got a whole clip ready.
I had to chill because I did 35. So I, you know what I'm saying? I gotta sit down. Back. I had to sit down this year.
I'm literally working on three different projects right
okay.
now.
Okay.
The first will be me and Deadeye are putting together 50 bodies right now.
Okay. Just like Term got.
Yeah. Okay.
Just 50 of the just me slaying stuff.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
I'm ready. And everything is at ST Da Squad, DAS.
Right.
At ST Da Squad on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, we're trying to get the ST pages more,
you know what I mean, noticeable.
More important. Just as important as everybody else's solo joints.
Yeah,
you
know we had one and kind of just sat there, and occasionally we would tag it or whatever, but, you know, with the album out especially.
Definitely, like, once we did the
we
the
want
video.
People to be going there for the one stop for ST Everything. So right. If there's a new Snuck, like a FL Challenge video or a new anything involved with ST, try to find it all in one place, you know?
Yeah. Bring it under the
banner. Then you could branch out and go to the individual artist page, but we try and get these ST social media accounts, you know, but to the same level
ST
as
the Squad on Facebook. Hit like on that. We got an IG, all of that.
Okay. ST Squad. Very easy to find.
And everybody got their own solo joints.
At Superstar Snuck on everything.
It's not at Rex on everything.
It's
the real worst.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like, I wanna make sure y'all can't find me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, at Rex Street on IG just for now. The Real Rex on Twitter and the Rex fan page on Facebook. Okay. RexHipHop.com, you can go to my website. Yeah,
we were tagging the wrong Rex for like a while at one point. Because there's an at Rex Hip Hop and it's not you, it's something else.
I'd be so happy
at the Real Rex on Twitter.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get there, man. I'm trying to get on point.
For me, it's at DeadEyeSTDot on everything.
Yep.
You know, DeadEyeSTDot on everything. Instagram, Twitter, and DJ DeadEye fan page on Facebook.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I just want to plug one thing that that me and Stiz Grimy started. We do a podcast now out here in New England. It's, in my opinion, it's like the dopest podcast I've heard in a while. We're not just bringing rappers up there.
Okay.
We're bringing stuff to the table.
Stuff to the table,
it's
kid.
It's called Stuck on Stuff.
Okay.
And we talk about whatever stuff happened this week.
Okay.
It's almost like a week in review with stuff, not just hip hop. So I don't want to just, you know, bring rappers up there and have them kick the same 16 they always kick and talk about the same questions they always, you know, as comedians, actors, athletes, everything.
Producers.
And we just talk about stuff of that week, and whoever's a guest that week, they can chime in as we talk. So it's pretty dope. It's different. And that's Stuck on Stuff podcast on everything. They can listen on iTunes. We got a YouTube channel if they want to watch the visuals. But it's on the podcast app on your phone and all that.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Respectfully, I think this is the best podcast. But
I'll
be definitely.
As you should.
Salute.
That's how you got
to do it. There's a lot of podcasts
but you know
out
what?
Here.
But you know why? Is you're doing a hip-hop thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you doing the hip-hop thing because we need that. We need the 100% hip-hop shows.
Got you.
And we have those. So I'm trying to bring something a little different.
I gotta let you know we appreciate everything that you bring to the table because I've been here a few times and every time I come through it's like, you know, super official. So like,
super love.
Absolutely.
You know, it's dope that you give this outlet for the home team. When's the next 24-24?
Man,
it took forever, I'm sure.
Oh, that's right.
We'll do it.
I wasn't a part of that.
I don't want people to think it's easy. That's the thing. People want me to do the next one. Like, when's the next one? But like, if I do
it for you, it must suck, right?
Nah, it was cool. It was way. It didn't suck. No, I wouldn't say it didn't
like,
suck. It was a long day. I was awake the whole time.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was, you know, the next day was interesting. Yeah. But I had a blast. I was really proud of how everyone... Do you know how hard it is to get 24 rappers on time
in a row?
And we did.
That I definitely know. Yeah.
We finished early, so it was crazy. This dude set a clinic, you know. But everyone learned and got better. So maybe next year, maybe in 2 years...
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
maybe we'll do 48 and 48. I don't know.
It's a dope concept, man. I was wondering, man. Like, you know, real talk.
Yeah, we'll probably do something.
A lot of dope things happening at home. Me personally, I got some work coming up with Archetype, Mopo. I got work
Spender.
Coming with Spender, Rain, my Beantown Bullies crew.
Yep.
For those who know Beantown Bullies, and
shout
also
out Spender.
Yeah, definitely shout out Spender, Bakari,
Shards
JB,
of Glass.
King Philip.
Glass.
John Glass, definitely. And I got some work coming with Short Fuse.
There's so much
Goya
going on
time
up here.
Soul food, except I'm a vegan. So
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Goya.
I love that concept. Goya.
There's so much talent up here. It's crazy. Yeah. That's why we try to do this, because it's, you know, like you were saying, the ST page, to pull all you guys together. There's so much happening up here. Like, everyone's...
Yeah, and shout out to all
there's a wave right now. It's
shout
crazy.
To all the super young kids that are doing it, too.
Yep.
You know, like Boston, you know, New England in general, we got some things happening right now.
Man, the scene is bubbling hard body right now.
In every lane, whatever
super,
flavor
yeah,
you
I'm
want.
Actually super proud of the scene, you know. You know, it's tough because, like, a lot of these artists, they don't get to travel outside of New England or the country. So they don't really get the gist of how important it is to be... a MC or an artist from Boston. Like, you know, you go to Europe and literally the second, you know, it's like they hold New York hip hop to a certain, you know, degree.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, right. they got the resume and stuff. Yeah. And then literally right under is Boston hip hop. If you ask anyone in Europe, like, what are the scenes they're looking for music from? Boston's right under New York. It's Absolutely. Crazy, but it's so real. It's true.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like Slim, I've heard it a million times.
When Slim One made that album, it's like all Boston.
Yeah, it's all
MCs
Boston rap. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's
it's
from,
like, you know,
he's from Italy.
Yeah. Slane, Dutch Rebel, ST, Rags, you know, yeah. Term, you know, Clancy, yo, it's all over the place. Acro, like, it's yep. so Ray-El. Crazy. Rayel.
Shout out them young boys, too, Clint. Shout out my homie Token.
Shout out,
man.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, it's crazy. Absolutely. The game is bananas right now.
Anybody's
I'm
young
so happy for
taking
for
advantage
scene.
Of them opportunities Absolutely. That